Yes, indeed. And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question that's on your mind. You can phone it in. You can send it in via text, whichever is easier for you. 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Andy, Linda's, good morning to you on this smoky weekend.
Yes, pretty hazy out, huh? Good morning
to
you.
Yeah, interesting sunsets lately. But unfortunately, affects a lot of people with certain health issues, and we don't like to see that. This is going to go on for, what do they say now, maybe till Monday morning. So be cautious, and they say keep your home windows open. I'm sorry, closed. Don't leave them open with all the smoke coming in. Andy, while we're waiting for some folks to text or call us, with their home improvement questions, a couple of questions. First of all, busy week for the Linda's crews, I presume.
Yes, and we've been blessed the last couple of weeks with the weather. We've been able to get a lot of things accomplished, but roofing, siding, windows, gutters, every division is firing on all cylinders right now. Decking, our backlogs are starting to fill in. And but the fellas and the ladies are doing their best to keep up and still have pretty palatable backlogs. I think for the most part, we're only 5 to 8 weeks out, depending on the type of product, which is pretty good for us this time of year. Usually, last couple of years, we've been in that 10 to 12 week range, but we've been really lucky on what we've been able to train and hire the last 12 months. And right now, we have as many crews and people installing home improvements that we've ever had at Linda's Construction. So been pretty blessed that way. We've been able to add some high quality individuals the last couple of years, and it's paying out. We're keeping up and getting as much done as we've ever done.
Is there still room for more? I'm thinking of listeners who may themselves or maybe have children or grandchildren that are interested in the trades or are in the trades. Are you still looking for good people, I guess?
Absolutely, yeah. If you're in the market and want to come work for the best home improvement company in the country, hit us up, lindisconstruction.com. You can fill out an application there, and we'll set up an interview.
Oh, excellent. I wanted to talk a little bit about you and I visiting that first Saturday at the Minnesota State Fair. A lot of folks call it our booth. It is really more than a booth. I like to call it our broadcast center because we don't sell like popcorn or cotton candy. It's not a booth. It is a larger than a booth there. But what to tell me, and our listeners too, and I know you're going to be out there, and the Linda's is going to be out there, I think, every day. What did your crews do to that building?
Well, we've done the siding, the gutters. We redid the railing. We added some GAF solar shingles. We updated the windows. So almost every product that we offer on the exterior of the home, you can see at the WCCO building installed. Or you can go to the dairy barn, and we'll have a booth set up there as well that you can take a look at. Like we'll have a water display there showing how LeafGuard works. But, we haven't had a fair where it hasn't rained, or it's going to rain at least a couple of days out there. And the CCO building has LeafGuard installed on them. So if you want to see how a LeafGuard actually works on a house during the rain, stop by WCCO in a rainstorm and watch.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I'm anxious to see that because it's been a while because Linda's has helped spruce up that place in years past. But this sounds like a real real good makeover. I'm very anxious to see that. And again, you and I will be out there the very first Saturday, right, doing our usual show.
Yes. Yeah, and I think I'm going to be at the CCO building like 6 days right now. I think I'm on the schedule. So I'll be there during the week just talking with people. And I believe both Saturdays I'll be out there. But, I'll be at the Minnesota State Fair more days this year than I have in the last couple.
I know I was busy doing other things. My wife was watching you on Channel 4, and I wasn't close by to hear the audio. What did you and the crew there at Channel 4 talk about?
It was about the state of homeowners insurance and storm chasers. We've had a few storms come through, and the amount of text messages and door knocking that I was receiving at my home made me really start to understand the plight of the average consumer in the Twin Cities when a storm happens, where you hear stories where 11 people have knocked my door in the last hour, or they saw one particular company pulled up to the house, sent a guy up to the door, knocked, they got turned away, went to the truck, out of that same truck, another guy, three different people from the same company knocked the same door in 15 minutes trying to get a different answer out of this person, and it didn't work. And then we talked about the state of homeowners insurance and how to take a look at your policy and what is covered and what isn't covered and what your out-of-pocket expenses are going to be. So a lot of those policies have changed in the last 12 months, where and it's been a surprise. When I have this conversation with our customers, I've been surprised on how little information they actually knew about their own policy. For instance, some of these policies have changed, and we've talked about this a lot over the last month, you and I, but what people need to understand is what their deductible is and what is actually covered. And cosmetic damage for a lot of these policies is not covered, meaning just because it looks terrible after the storm, it's not leaking, some of these insurance policies aren't replacing it. And some of the policies have switched to ACV-only policies. That's actual cash value, meaning if your roof is meant to last 40 years, and it's year 10 of the roof, they might depreciate the value of that roof by like 30 or 40%. Meaning, instead of paying for the entire replacement cost, the replacement cost value, RCV, which usually was what most policies were, once you had the work done, the insurance company would cut you another check to cover the difference. But if they don't do that, these are real numbers I just had with a customer. The depreciated RCV value was $11,000, and their insurance company is not going to pick that part of the tab up. So the customer now, instead of just having their normal $2,000 deductible, has the $2,000 deductible and the $11,000 that they have to pay out of pocket to get their roof done. Wow. So we've been trying to educate customers and just say, just have a conversation with your insurance agent, find out what is covered, what is not covered, and if you have an ACV or an RCV policy. And it might be, depending on the materials on your house, or how old your roof is, how old your siding is, what type of siding you have, that all plays into different, that all factors into what the insurance company is going to cover. And not all insurance companies are equal. So if you do not like the way your policy is, I'd have no problem shopping around. There's lots of really good insurance companies out there, and we've had pretty good luck with State Farm recently. I think, you know, State Farm a couple years ago was pretty tough to deal with on certain policies, getting things covered. But this year, it seems like they're leading the charge and doing better things than a lot of the other bigger ones out there. I still stand. What I recommend to friends and family when they're buying homeowners insurance is to find an independent agent that can go to 30 or 40 insurance companies and find you the coverage that you need at the price that you need. I always think that that's better. If you're buying your homeowners insurance via an online form you filled out, you're probably not doing it the proper way.
Yeah, good point. All right, I tell you what, I'm getting a signal. We need to take a bit of a break here. We'll come back and talk more. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, you can call about decks, windows, siding, roofing, maybe those great sun tunnels that we have here at our house. Whatever your home improvement question is, we'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show. We're here every Saturday, thanks to Linda's Construction. You want to get in touch with those good folks, 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S, or, of course, lindusconstruction.com. And we'll get you that number again. Yeah, Andy Lindus with us again. Wow, here it is, August. That came up rather quickly. And I know that in previous shows, Andy, you have suggested that the people, if you haven't talked to your insurance agent, not to continue this insurance talk, but it's a good point, I think, that you've made. Maybe introduce or reintroduce yourself to your insurance rep. And that's always a good thing. And the reason I brought that up, I'm looking at a text that we had a similar one in previous shows. The texter said this, just a comment, and if you want to comment, great. I wanted you to know, texter says, that I called my insurance company. I told them I replaced my roof. They reduced my premium by $600 on a $3,000 policy. The old roof was over 10 years old, and they wanted to increase my premium. Instead, they reduced the current premium by that amount. Texter is suggesting people make a call to their carrier. But even to, again, maybe reintroduce yourself and reconnect, right?
And if you did get a new roof, and especially with our class four shingles, it's not uncommon that we're seeing people get, you know, 15 to 25% off of their premiums when they do that. That's $600 on a $3,000 a year deal. That's a big deal. That's a lot of money. That's tangible. You know, something, again, nothing bad can happen from these conversations you have with your insurance carrier. You're either going to find out that you're undercovered and you need to change your policy, or like this customer found out, they're getting a discount.
Yeah. Yeah. Good news. Looking at another text, by the way, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, 651-461-9226. Call it in or text it in. Either one. 651-461-9226. Texter says, does Linda's do new construction or only remodels additions? What kind of new construction does Linda's do?
Yeah, you know, we get talked into building a house every now and then by our customers. It's not something we go out searching and trying to do on the regular basis, but typically we are replacement contractors and remodelers, meaning we're replacing existing materials in your home with newer materials, or remodeling an area. We do additions, four-season porches. We do some light interior modeling like kitchens and baths, but for the most part, we're exterior remodeling. We have a small design build side of our business, and we get talked into building a house every now and then. We're going to be building a house next to Linda's Construction. We bought the lot, old farmhouse next to us there, and we're going to tear that down to the foundation because the foundation is actually new. It's a new basement was put in there about 15 years ago, but the rest of the house it's fallen apart. So we're going to tear that down, but we're doing it in an effort for education more than anything. It's going to be our training house that we're going to use it as a rental eventually, but over the next 6 months, we're going to be training our craftsmen there on installation techniques, and it's going to be a house that all the estimators can look at and get into an attic and start to understand how everything works.
Well, that's a great idea. Good use of space.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm looking at, we got more texts here, but I wanted to ask you, and I was thinking about this the other day, maybe a lot of people don't know that you personally have a wood foundation. That's something your folks built, right?
Yeah. When I was, under 5 years old, I believe, when my dad and his best friend, Daryl Frank, a.k.a. The Wizard, I'm telling you, there's not a construction, or let's put it this way, early on when we started doing this radio show, I had the Wizard on standby. I could text him or call him on breaks and get the answer to the questions that I was getting on the radio show. But they jacked up my old four-square farmhouse and dug in a basement and installed a wood foundation. And so that's pretty near 40 years ago now. Somewhere in there, and I've never had water problems. I've never had a musty smell in the basement. I truly believe that a wood foundation is one of the best basements you can make because it just feels like home down there. You're not dealing with cement walls that sweat. You know, there's no musty smell. It's dry, and it's really easy to finish then. You don't have to fur anything out. So it's just like the rest of the house when you're talking running electric and insulation and drywall down there.
That's what I was going to ask you about as far as, finishing basements. Would you say it's easier than poured or the block foundation?
Not even close. Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
Yep. Are they still making those? I mean, can people request that with a builder?
You can, it doesn't seem like a lot of people do that. You know who I see doing it? Are people in the business, meaning I see contractors and carpenters using wood basements more than customers. I just don't think customers know about it. And new construction people, you know, they have their set way of doing things.
Yeah.
So you don't see that happen very often. But I see a lot of people that are in the business, if they're adding on to a basement or remodeling a basement or putting in a basement, typically it's a wood foundation.
I know you were a young kid when that was built, but how do you think, or what do you know about as far as waterproofing that? I mean, it's a wood foundation. There must be some kind of waterproofing or some situation outside that has to be specialized.
Yeah, you know, it's anything that's coming in contact with the soil has to have the coating, or it's going to be a treated lumber. But I do remember when we put that wood foundation, and we also put a drain tile system in. I know that's a lot of what the folks at SafeBasements.com do. But that drain tile system then collects all the water into a sub pump basket and pumps it out in a safe manner. So I've never had water in my basement outside of due to a hockey puck and a tennis ball. You got to remember, my basement, when my kids were young, we put an epoxy floor and fake ice in my basement so we could practice hockey down there. And a tennis ball and a hockey puck got into the sub pump and kept the float down. And the float, it was a float problem, not really a problem. And water started coming up above my sub pump basket and out into the floor about 8 feet. Luckily we found it in time, didn't cause any damage. And I was able to free the float from the hockey puck and tennis ball that was wedged in there. But yeah, outside of that, I haven't had any issues down there.
And it's, and I know we have to break for weather here, but is it a warmer feel, I would imagine?
For sure. Yeah, and it seems like my dehumidifier doesn't run as often as some of my friends with poured or block basements do.
Wow, interesting. All right, Andy, hang on. We're going to take a break and come right back with more answers for these text questions we're getting. If you have a home improvement question, call it or text it into us at 651-461-9226. We'll get back to those text questions right after the weather forecast here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show. Thanks to Linda's Construction. We're here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, welcoming your home improvement questions for Andy Lindis at 651-461-9226. Andy, here's another one for you. A tree, this is a text now, a tree fell on my roof, need to replace part of the roofing. Can you discuss all that should go into the proper replacement, ice shield and that kind of thing? What else is needed? And how about the issue of matching shingles not damaged to the new shingles? All right, you got a couple of questions there.
You know, every project is going to be unique. It's tough to answer that. But what I can tell you is, depending on where the repair is, how much ice and water shield is going to need, what you're going to need for that part of the roof. Now, those storms that came through Monday, we spent 2 days tarping roofs, Denny. I lost half a willow tree that my dad had planted at my house, and I've done enough chainsawing this week to last me the rest of the year. I can tell you that much.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's not fun to deal with, but we were on dozens of roofs this week that had trees falling on them because of the high winds we had on Monday. And yes, if your roof is under 10 years old, chances are we can repair it. As long as the shingles aren't discontinued, whatever shingles you have in your house aren't discontinued, we probably can get a color that's going to be close enough to match it to repair it. A good rule of thumb is if you have to touch more than 40% of the roof, then unless it's a brand new roof because of a tree falling on it is one thing. But for us, we want to restore your roof to make it last the original 50 years that it was intended to last. And if we have to touch more than 40% of your roofing to do that, chances are we should probably replace your entire roof. And what I would look at when you're talking about patching in a roof, typically you want to deal with each facet separately. A facet is a slope. So from the ridge to the eave where your gutters are, if you can replace that one area, then you're going to be better off. And when it comes to ice and water shield, you're going to want to do ice and water shield on any hip, 3 feet past the interior wall, up any rake, and then 9 feet wide in the valley. And for us, we like to put a synthetic underlayment over the top of the all of the ice and water shield and the rest of the area of the roof. Typically, about 35% of the roof is covered with ice and water shield, and then we take our synthetic underlayment over the entire roof, including the ice and water shield, because as ice and water shield sits on your roof, shingles can adhere to it. So we did this, so if a tree does fall on your roof again, now it would, like, we've had to replace decking because the ice and water shield was stuck to the shingles. You couldn't get it smooth enough, so you had to replace all of the decking in order to repair that roof. So we have started recommending putting a synthetic underlayment over the top of all of the ice and water shield and the rest of the decking before you install the shingles. That way, if you do have to repair it, it makes it that much easier.
All right. Andy, let's grab a phone call this morning on the show. Doug is checking in. Doug, thanks for waiting. What is your question for Andy?
Yeah, Andy, I am redoing my garage, and I'm redoing my garage door, the bottom piece of laminate or weather stripping that is rubber or vinyl. I finally got the correct piece to fit to get in there. And I was told the ends of these, you know, as you put this rubber vinyl through the bottom of the garage door and the slots, you have to tie off the ends. What does that mean, tie off the ends? I usually, do I put a knot in it or I stick it back in the hole, the U-shape that it formed? I didn't actually understand what the guy who sold me the project or the company, this one, he said.
Yeah, usually there's a hole or a catch right there at the end, because if not, as it goes up and down, it'll wear one way or the other and won't seal properly. So as you remove the old one, you'll see how it's stuck on the ends. You're just going to have to repeat that process when you put the new one in there. And that's something that not a lot of people take a look at. Those bulb seals on garage doors need to be maintained or replaced about every 5 to 10 years. And the heavier the door, the more it's going to compress. And as it compresses, then it stops doing what it was intended to do. I know I had to replace one years ago, and I didn't realize it. I was out there, and the lights were off in the garage, and I could see daylight coming through the bottom of my garage door. I'm like, well, no wonder why my heater is running constantly out here.
Yeah. Thanks to the help I had with my son, replaced mine, and that I saw a little daylight out of one corner, but this does. And I think, too, like anything else, there are differences in material. Right? I mean,
correct.
Get the good stuff, and it makes all the difference in the world. And it was not that big of a deal. excuse me. Texter Andy says they have a screened porch with slate flooring. It would be nice to not have grout. They want to know, are there any flooring options you can think of that don't require grout? Well, there are quite a few flooring options, right?
Yeah, quite a few. Yeah, if you can get rid of grout, you can. I know we've done some things with porcelain now a couple of times that on exterior stuff that doesn't need grout. But it all depends on what you want. I think bamboo in a porch is pretty awesome. Some of the synthetic stuff that's out there can be pretty awesome. That's easy enough for a do-it-yourself to install and no grout. Because they're right, grout stains and it does fail. That's the first part to go with on any type of tile that you have on your home. So if you can get away without using grout, go for it. But you might have to change the style of flooring from slate to something else.
Yeah, good point. If you have a question, call us, text us, 651-461-9226. Good morning, Texter says, my son recently purchased a home built in 1903. He hired an inspector who did not go in the two crawl spaces that were accessible. He also did not look at the roof from a ladder, a drone, or any other way. What do you think of that?
Get a new inspector?
Yeah, right.
Those are two of the most important things to check out. And anytime you're looking at roofing, too, you need to get into the attic. I'd like to understand what's going on with the insulation and ventilation there, too. These are all things that should be inspected before you purchase a home. So you know what you're getting into, and you know what needs to be fixed and maintained. And crawl spaces can, especially on a home, especially some of those crawl spaces can have mold and mildew in there. It'd be nice to find out before you purchase the house.
Yeah, and it looks like I was trying to think of the order of what happened, but it said my son recently purchased the home, and it sounded like he hired the inspector, I'm not sure, after the fact that he bought it. But nonetheless, I know if I purchased a home and was moved in and I thought, boy, I don't know, I want to see what's going on. You guys, I would certainly call Lindis right away and I wanted to say, hey, you guys, check out everything, right? You've probably done that a million times, Lindis has.
Yeah, we do it all the time, and it's definitely part of the maintenance program that we're starting to offer at Lindis Construction. It's going to be the very first time you have one of our maintenance people come out to your house. It will include a whole home inspection and report on what we're finding. You're going to know the R value of your insulation. You're going to know how your attic ventilates. You're going to know that if the basement needs to be updated on the foundation, we're going to let you know that. And if we have to get a blower door test to really figure out what's going on in your house and how it works, we will do that. We have the technology to be able to do that. So you're going to know everything that you can possibly know about your home. We're going to try to figure it out. And Denny, this usually only takes about an hour. Like it's not that hard. And I'm telling you, not all inspectors are created equal. I hear stories like this all the time where they didn't look in the basement. They didn't get in the attic. They don't get up onto the roof. How do you sign off on something that you can't look at, that you didn't look at? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be anxious to hear from you when you and I are at the State Fair that first Saturday. I know you'll be there more often. And certainly now that your Lindis Construction, the site is going to be at the Dairy Building, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, besides being at the CCO Broadcast Center, it's at the Dairy Building. I would be anxious to hear from you after the fair. How many people, not exactly the number, but if you had a bunch of folks asking about that maintenance program you just talked about, I bet you get a ton of interest.
I am who we are. And in just talking about on the radio show, we've gotten a lot of phone calls the last couple of weeks and people asking us to come out. I think it's a need. And for me, you know, I'm in a little different category. You know, I do this for a living, but I understand like the peace of mind that we're able to give customers on what they have to worry about in their home. And sometimes we spend so much time worrying about things that we don't need to. So we're really looking forward that we're able to give people that type of peace of mind that you don't have to worry about this. This isn't something you have to address now, or this is something you're going to want to address sometime in the next 5 to 10 years, 15 to 20 years. So not only that, we're going to tell you how long the things on the exterior of your home and inside your home should last. We're able to tell you, yeah, you should get another 30 years out of this roof. You know, maybe another 10 years out of this door if you're lucky, but you're going to want to keep an eye on it and replace it if you're starting to see this happen. Yeah. We're going to be able to have those types of conversations with customers so they don't spend money that they don't need to, but more importantly, we give them a chance to maintain their current product so they get the lifespan that that product was intended to do. Because we've spent way too much time replacing products that are designed to last hundreds or 50 to 100 years. Then we're replacing them at year 5, 10, 15, and 20 because they weren't installed properly or maintained properly.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Great information to have. Hang on, Andy. Quick break is in order. We'll be back and pick up on more questions from our listeners here in the Home Improvement Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show. Thanks to Lindis Construction. We're here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour welcoming your home improvement questions either by phone or by text as usual. Andy, we have a few minutes to go on the show and we have some questions to get answered. Here is one of them. If Lindis is doing my siding and roofing, would Lindis make a shed to match the house when you're doing the siding and roofing? If yes, what would it be constructed out of?
Depending on the type of shed you're wanting to build, we can stick frame that or we can look at some pole barn options as well. I went with a pole barn option, but then I sheeted the entire thing, used LP SmartSide on the exterior and barn wood on the interior when I built my shed. We do garage and sheds builds pretty regular. And if we're remodeling your house, one, thank you. Two, we'd love to help you design a shed. Those are some of the funnest projects to work on, Denny. You know, workshops and sheds and it's those are where people get really, really excited about what they're going to be, how they're going to use that space. And when you get to build something brand new that you're using all the time, that's a lot of fun. That's more fun than roofing, I can tell you that much.
Oh, I bet. Especially in 100-degree weather. Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
A text, and we get this from time to time, and we have for years. How can I clean my composite deck board? Some are almost black.
Ooh, sounds like you have some mold and mildew happening on those deck boards. And when that happens, then you're going to have to use a bleach, but follow the directions on the bleach, reducing it with water. I think it's 25-1. And spray it on and scrub it off and then spray it off and make sure you're treating all of the plantings around there. Now, particular composite decking, usually like Trex, AZEK, TimberTech, all of them have a special cleaner you can purchase from them for that decking. And you may have to, you know, if you wreck your decking because you cleaned it, it's not going to be covered under a warranty. But chances are, if you're already getting mold and mildew on the deck, it's out of warranty anyways. But I not knowing the brand, it's tough to answer that question. But when you're getting those black streaks or mold and mildew on anything, I've found that the best treatment is a bleach, but just got to be careful not using a too strong version of bleach. You're not going full bleach on it. For me, it's 25 parts of water to one part bleach.
Okay. Now, you've had success, and again, you're right. We don't know exactly who makes this kind of composite, but you've had some success in a lot of ways with Dawn detergent, right?
Yes. For me, a scrub brush and Dawn goes a long ways. On that's what I'm using almost always. But if there's something growing on the deck like mold and mildew, you're going to have to kill it. And sometimes when you go after with Dawn, you're not getting into the, it looks like it's clean, but then it comes back pretty quickly. You see this pretty regular. So you can try Dawn and make it clean, but if it comes back really quickly, chances are it's because it's a living, breathing organism and it needs to be killed.
Okay. Few minutes to go, 3-4 minutes maybe in the show, and I'm looking at another insurance comment. It's not a question. It's just a comment. And it kind of jumps around, so bear with me. I want to try to piece these small paragraphs together. Hi, Denny. It says, I switched to a new insurance company because of poor service, huge rate increases, and a terrible rating by Consumer Reports. I switched to a new company through a reputable broker with access to about 15 companies, as Andy recommends. My 20-year-old roof was inspected after a storm 5 years ago. It was deemed solid, and that inspection allowed me to purchase ACV coverage. The money I'm saving on premiums are going into a, quote, new roof fund. Many insurance companies, Texter says, will not insure a 20-year-old roof and will only take you as a new customer if you replace the roof first on your own dime. ACV coverage isn't ideal, but better than nothing when you have to switch companies.
Correct.
Do you have a comment on the comment?
No. I think good for them. They're doing everything that they should. It sounds like they're educated about their situation. They know what they're getting into. I think that's the best way to go about it. They know exactly what's covered and not covered. They know how old their roof is. They know that they have an ACV-only plan, and they're starting to save should they have to replace their roof because of hail. Because all the studies I've seen, and this is why the insurance companies are doing what they're doing, every study I've seen by a shingle manufacturer, it's about year 7 that the shingles become more susceptible to hail damage because of the sun. Now, this is just your ordinary normal shingle. And this is why I think ordinary normal shingles are darn near criminal to install nowadays with the materials that we have available. When you're talking an extra few hundred dollars to have a class 4 roof put on your house, that is going to make it very impact resistant. So we've had all sorts of size hail come through, and it's really, 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 really rare for us to find any of our Class 4 roofing having hail damage. And we have Class 4 roofing that's over a dozen years old out there now. So it's not like this is only new roofs for us, but a lot of times it's the year 10 when insurance companies won't write new coverage. And they're doing a much better job of inspecting the homes than they used to. So because they know they got themselves in a pickle. They've lost some money over the last few years. We've had way more wind and hail events the last few years than the previous years. So I have a hard time blaming them. Everyone wants to make the insurance company the bad guy in this situation, but it's usually not. They're just trying to protect themselves. They're not in business to lose money every year.
That's right. Andy, in the last 60 seconds of the show here, I haven't asked you what's going on. Now we're in the month of August. What kind of deals can be had at Linda's Construction?
75% off labor on the installation of Leaf Guard gutters, GAF Class 4 roofing, and Infinity Windows by Marvin. And just like everything, estimates are always free. If you really want to find out what we can do at your home, what we can fix, what we need to maintain, have us come out. That initial visit is always free, and we will... You know, I just helped one of my people come up with estimates 14 different ways for a particular customer to let them figure out what they want to do on their house.
Excellent. And if you have any project in mind, by all means, like we always recommend, give Lindis a call this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS. And by all means, come and see us at the Minnesota State Fair. You can come and see Lindis. They're going to be at the Dairy Building and at the WCCO Radio Broadcast Center there at the Minnesota State Fair. I'm so anxious, Andy, to see what your crews have done. The windows, doors, solar roofing, benches, planters, all that good stuff. And be good to see you again, too, at the Minnesota State Fair. Andy, have a good week, and we'll talk again next Saturday.
Sounds great, Danny. Thank you. Have a good day.
Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. We're going to get up to about 80 degrees or so today, but it's still smoky. Going to be today, tomorrow, and maybe even through Monday morning. Danny Long, thank you so much for joining us this Saturday. Josh, thank you for your production, and we'll see you back here next Saturday.